1 o'clock. Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 34, Johannesburg 32, Emalahleni 30 degrees.
Currently underway, the march by the ANC Youth League. It's between the Joburg CBD and the JSC in Sandton along Oxford Road and Rivonia Road. Expect delays and diversions and Melrose M1 northbound queuing traffic towards Caller Drive.
The ANC leader John Steenhuisen has praised the country's economic progress, attributing it to its involvement in the Government of National Unity. Speaking to the media marking 100 days in government, Steenhuisen highlighted priorities like job creation, expanding infrastructure and fostering a competitive energy sector.
A clear commitment to reducing the debt-to-GDP ratio to under 70% by the end of the seventh administration. That includes a comprehensive spending review, in which every program of government is assessed for impact, and those programs that fail to achieve measurable positive outcomes are cut. This is essential in order to fund priority commitments such as infrastructure, education, health, and security.
The ANC Youth League is meanwhile holding an economic freedom march at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange in Sandton today. They're demanding economic transformation and inclusivity. Here's Secretary General Nkululeko Ngoduli.
We are now advocating for job guarantee programs instead of grant systems that are consistently creating this vicious poverty. The only solution to high growth levels in the country, to resolving youth unemployment, is to ensure that you industrialize the South African economy.
The Gauteng government plans on rolling out high-tech CCTV cameras to the province's crime hotspots following the successful installation of 15 cameras at small streets in Johannesburg CBD. The province has been introducing technical measures to combat crime as promised by Premier Panyaza Lesufi in his State of the Province address in August. Here's Gauteng e-government HOD Castro Musina.
There are plans underway to expand the installation of cameras to other high-crime areas, including townships and hostels. This is part of our broader strategy to enhance safety across the city region by leveraging technology.
To Limpopo now, where the National Prosecuting Authority says more arrests are imminent in the insurance-related killings matter. This comes after police sergeant was arrested this week after reporting to work at the police station outside Polokwane. The 43-year-old woman appeared before the Polokwane District Court today after the matter was postponed to the 18th of October for possible bail application. She's facing 11 counts of fraud, 6 counts of murder and 2 counts of defeating the ends of justice. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. And we end off in Australia, where a woman is fighting for her life in hospital after her arm was bitten off by her own dog in a coastal city of Townsville in North Queensland. The 34-year-old woman had sustained life-threatening injuries. Police say they had to euthanize the very aggressive pit bull they found on the scene. It comes a day after another attack in Melbourne, where a woman was critically injured by 3 dogs. I'm Chanel Setemanet video with Nesty Eid. Die aller John Steenhuisen het die land se ekonomiese vooruitgang geloof en het toegeskryf van die party se betrokkenheid by die regering van nasionale eenheid.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. 1, here comes the 2, to the 3, to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my.